cold.
Okay. How about, what do you call that white stuff, not snow, but just on the ground on a morning like this?
Dew.
It's white stuff, though. It's when it first starts to get cold. And it...
Frozen.
Well, it might kill the flowers.
Frozen dew.
The weatherman would say we might have something tonight.
Frost.
Yeah, that's it. And if it was extremely cold during the night, I don't know if it ever gets that cold here, but you might say the lake did what?
Froze.
And if it gets colder, the lake might?
Freeze.
And it has?
Frozen.
Okay, now when we were talking earlier about, I think we're through with the weather now, earlier about the living room in your house, do you know any other names for living room? Did you ever hear your grandmother talk about a different name for a living room? Real old name?
She's got a living room.
Okay. What do a lot of people have in their house? A room where I think the family just sit around and watch television?
Den.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Then about how high would you say the ceilings are in your house?
About 10 feet solid.
Okay. Mm-hmm. How do you heat your house?
With central heating.
Mm-hmm. Is it, what kind of central heating?
The things going all around me to heat the house.
What heats it? What?
Hot water.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It goes through the pipes and heats the house.
Did you ever live in a place where there was a fireplace?
Yeah, the house we lived in last time. It had a fireplace in the living room and the bedroom.
Oh, good. So, okay, the thing that the smoke goes up through is what?
Chimney.
And what do you call the thing that comes out in front of the fireplace? It could be brick or tile or something. H-E-A-R-T-H. Do you know that word?
H-A-R-T-H.
H-E-A-R-T-H. How would you say it?
Hearth. Hearth.
Some people say hearth and some people say hearth. Do you know the word at all? Never heard it?
No.
Okay. Then in the fireplace, the thing, what do you call the things you might lay the wood across?
Pounds or some pounds.
Well, they're iron things.
I know what you're talking about, but I...
Mm-hmm. Well, some people call them, and the old-fashioned names for them are dog irons or fire dogs, and then some people say andirons.
Andirons.
Would you call them that?
I guess so.
Okay, now again, a lot of these things are old words that, you know, I wouldn't expect you to know, so it's just what you know and what you don't. Then up above the fireplace, what do you call that thing that you might set your clock on?
A mantle.
Mm-hmm. Any other name for that?
No.
Mantle shelf, mantle board, mantle piece, fireboard?
Yeah, mantle piece.
Okay. Then how about, what would you call a big round piece of wood that would burn a long time?
A log.
Mm-hmm. And what do you call little bitty pieces of wood that you'd use to start the fire?
Chips of wood.
Do you know the word kindling?
Yes.
Would you ever say that?
Yes, if you had a fireplace, yeah. Mm-hmm.
How do
I heard my mother say it. Kindling.
Mm-hmm. Good. And what do you call the black stuff that forms in the chimney? Starts with an S.
Smoke.
S-O-O-T.
Soot.
Mm-hmm. Do you know that word?
Yeah.
Okay. And what do you call the stuff that is left after the fire burns down?
Burnt wood.
Well, it's left after all the wood burns. Starts with an A. A-S-H? E-S?
A-S-H-T-H.
A-S-H-E-S.
Ashes.
Do you know ashes?
Yes.
Okay. Well, you know, you don't live where there's a fireplace now. And what color are ashes?
Black or gray. So.
All right. Are they ever this color?
Yes.